Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. We'll now talk about Shavuot Shav, a vain oath. We'll list three types of Shavuot Shav. Mishnah says, Ezohi Shavuot Shav. What is a vain oath? Number one, Nishba Lishanot Et Hayadu Ala Adam. Person takes a swear where he's contradicting something that's known to people. For example, Amar Al Ha'amud Shel Evin Shehu Shel Zahav. If he said about a stone column that is made of gold, Val ha'ish shehu isha, or he said that a man was a woman. Val ha'isha shehi ish, or he said that a woman was a man. These are obvious cases that are directly contradicted by a person's knowledge and sight. He knows what is what. So therefore, he's obviously swearing about nonsense. That's an example of shivuat shav. Second type of example. Nishba'al davar shi'i efshad. He swears about something that's impossible. For example, im ra'iti gamal sheporeach ba'avir. A person says, I swear that all the fruits in the world should be prohibited to me if I did not see a camel flying in the air. So the person's intention here is to really show that he saw a camel flying in the air. And he's so strong about it that he's swearing that all the fruits are going to be prohibited to him if he's wrong. And obviously he can't see a camel flying. Or I swear that all the fruits in the world are going to be asur to me if I did not see a snake that had streaks on its back like an olive press. The back of an olive press has ridges on it. Obviously, the snake is smooth on top. And when a person made that swear, it was an obvious lie. That's the second example of Shavuot Shav impossibilities. Thirdly, Amar la'idim bo'u v'ha'iduni. A person said to witnesses who knew certain things about somebody that would be helpful to him in court, and he tells them, please come and testify for me. Shevu'ah shelo ne'idach. And they replied, we're making a shevu'ah, we're making a swear that we're not going to testify for you. That's another example of shevu'ah shav. Why? Nishba lebatel ta mitzvah. Because they took a swear to violate a mitzvah. There's an obligation from the Torah for witnesses to testify if they know information that would be helpful to somebody, and he's asking them to come to court. So they're violating a swear against the Torah, so therefore that swear does not take place, and it's a shevuat shav. Shelo la'asot sukkah, v'shelo litolu lav, v'shelo lehaniach tefillin. If a person made a swear not to make himself a sukkah, that means to live in a sukkah during the holiday of Sukkot, or not to carry a lulav on Sukkot, or not to put on tefillin, chas v'shalom, he's also guilty of shevuat shav. He can't take a swear against the Torah. That's a swearing for nothing. Zohi shevuat shav shehayavin al zedona makot, v'al shigigata patur. These are all examples of a shevuat shav, that a person, if he made these swears on purpose, he would be obligated to receive makot, malkut, for violating the prohibition. And if he did it by mistake, there's no punishment. Like we said, it's different than a shivuat bitui, a swear when a person prohibits something on themselves, or they swear about something that happened in their past, where in that case, if the person did it by mistake, they would be obligated to bring a korban hatat o levi ored. But here, there is no punishment for violating the swear unintentionally.